Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We're just so grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here once again. Here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we are certainly a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ himself. Today is Tuesday. It is the 26th day of January 2021. My goodness. The 26th day, we're getting so close to the end of the month, and it seems as though the month is zooming by very quickly. But we know that we have the same amount of hours and minutes and seconds and every day. But we know that God is the one who allows us to see these days. So we are grateful for everyone who has joined us this morning. And so we are just going to get started in our prayer. When I get through praying, I'm going to ask Apostle Horsley to pray. Then I'm going to see if our sister Marie will be available to pray after Apostle Horsley.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, how awesome you are, oh Father. How wonderful you are, God. You are perfect, Lord. Lord, in all of our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our path. It's in you we live, move, and have our being, oh Father. There is nothing better than knowing you, God. You are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. We thank you, God, that you're sovereign and you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we thank you for just taking us, Lord, to higher heights and deeper depths in you, God. We thank you, Lord, today that you have allowed us to run through a troop and leap over a wall. And we're grateful, Lord, today that in the Spirit we can pull down strongholds, oh God. Jesus himself gave us power to tread on serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Father, today for the authority that Jesus has given us through his word. And we realize in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word was with God, and everything that was made by God. And so we thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ and the fact that he came to this earth. He could have decided he didn't want to come, but he knew there was a need. There was a desperate need because of the sin that was in the earth, and he became the propitiation for our sins. He became the sacrificial lamb. And so we thank you, Jesus, for what you did then and what you're doing now. You are now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're interceding on our behalf. So we thank you for your intercession even today. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd. And as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. My God, my God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us and teach us all things. Oh, my God, we just thank you, Lord, today that it's the anointing that destroys the yokes and bondages, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for what Jesus did in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you that we are forgiven. Each and every day, Lord, we realize we must die daily to sin. There is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. But we decree this morning that our spirit man will rise up against the flesh and stay in the will of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you so much for that, oh God, that we have the authority through your word, oh God, to put the flesh to shame, oh God, to put the flesh down, God. And Lord, we thank you, Father, that each and every one of us, as we come to the altar, oh God, we will not have any aughts against anybody, oh God. If there's anybody here, oh God, who has unforgiveness, oh God, we ask, Father, that we will forgive and forget about the past, oh God, that we will do your will, God, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered, oh God, as a result of unforgiveness in our lives, Lord, because if we can't forgive those who we see, God, you will not forgive us, Lord. So we thank you, Father, today for just knowing your word, Lord. Now, Father, I pray for each and every person who comes to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. I thank you for each and every person who attends the churches around the world, oh God, every saint of God, every believer, God, no matter what country we're in, oh God, we pray and thank you, Lord, today for your covering, for your protection, for your guidance, oh God, for teaching us the truth, Lord, and we know the truth will make us free, God. Thank you for freedom this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. Freedom to serve you, God, in this country, Lord. Right now, Lord, we're able to serve you freely, Lord. But, Lord, we don't know what's coming in the future, Lord. We thank you, God, today that we will have your word hidden in our hearts, that we will not sin against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Yes, Lord, I pray, Father, that each and every one of us, O God, who is serving you, Lord, will continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I say, heal today, O God, and we shall be healed. Save us, Father, we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, my God. I pray, Lord, for the little children, O God. Lord, there are so many children out there who are being just beaten unmercifully, O God. Parents are upset about different things, O God, and they take it out on their children. So I pray for these children, O God, that you give them peace, Lord, that you give them solace, God, that these family members and people who have supposed to be taking care of these children, that they will come to Jesus Christ, that they need you in their lives, O God, and each and every one of us needs you. So I pray, God, today for just the peace of God to be in these homes, children being molested, sodomized, O God. I bind up every demonic spirit that would cause somebody to harm a child. Little babies can't even get up and walk yet are being molested, oh God. I pray, Father, today that these people will be revealed, oh God, that they will stop what they're doing, oh God. They will be brought to justice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Children are so afraid to lay down at night. Some are afraid to wake up in the morning because of the anger, the bitterness, and the sexual crimes against these children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, little teenagers are also being molested and sodomized, oh God. I pray, Father, today for the spirit of peace today, oh God. I pray for the spirit of purity. I loose it right now in the name of Jesus. My God, I loose the healing spirit to take over right now, the healing spirit to move across this land, around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There are children, oh God, who are hungry right now. Some of them are hungry because their parents are using their money for drugs and alcohol and other things that are not useful to the children. So I pray, God, today for those parents, oh God, that they will do right concerning the children, their children who are in places, oh God, where the food is just not there, God. And I know, Father, today that you've provided manna for the children of Israel, so you can provide food for these children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, supernatural food, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. And across the nation, oh God, there are people who are going without because of this pandemic, oh God. But I pray, Father, today that you continue to provide. You're the one, oh God, who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And if there's anything we need, oh God, all we have to do is ask and we shall receive, and seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be open. So we thank you for open doors this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, in our right mind. Starting us on the way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We're so glad to be here, Lord God, with the circle of friends, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of the prayer deliverance ministry, oh Lord God. God, we thank you and we bless your name today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, the songwriter once wrote a song, to God be the glory for the things that he has done, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, we glorify you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for showing yourself strong in our lives every day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come to set ourselves in agreement, oh Lord God, with the beginning prayer with the pastor and Darlene, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and all that's going to consist in this hour of power of prayer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. God, we thank you for the scripture of the week, oh Lord God, a very powerful scripture, oh Lord God. Lord God, help us to meditate there, and oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and remember to give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God, to keep you in the prayer, oh Lord God, to keep you in the worship, oh Lord God, of our lives continuously throughout the day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, let us reflect on your goodness, oh Lord God, and all that you have done for us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Great healing still needs to be going on, oh Lord God, with the high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come against sickness, oh Lord God, illnesses and disease, even the pandemic, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and this vaccine, oh Lord God, when there seems like there's some type of uncertainty, oh Lord God, feel like we're, oh Lord God, not certain what it is, oh Lord God, but nothing is hid from the eyesight of God, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we trust in and believe in, oh Lord God, that you're going to bring us through this here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those family are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God. Lord God, our teenage children and young adults, oh Lord God, just has just forsaken the way of holiness, oh Lord God. They know of God, have a zeal of God, oh Lord God, but not a calling to knowledge, oh Lord God. We pray that you would touch their minds, oh Lord God, their body, their spirit, oh Lord God, to break the powers of sublineal suggestion, oh Lord God, that's troubling their minds. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that their eyes understand and be enlightened through the Holy Spirit of promise, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the runaway child, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those families, oh Lord God, marriages, oh Lord God, Lord God, those that are trapped, oh Lord God, and consumed by substance abuse, oh Lord God, Lord God, that you would break the power of sugar and desire of so many sweet things, oh Lord God, which is destroying our body, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, touch the high blood pressure, Lord God, Lord God, touch renal failure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, God, we ask that you would bless and give divine healing, oh Lord God, on kidneys, oh Lord God, and hip replacement, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, back spasm, muscle spasm, oh Lord God, little carbuckles, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we could be fit to do the work, oh Lord God, realizing, oh Lord God, that you're coming back, oh Lord God, for a church, oh Lord God, without a spot or a wrinkle, oh Lord God. Lord God, prepare us for the battle that's before us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the message on yesterday, oh Lord God, a message of forgiveness and forgetting about things, oh Lord God. Lord God, we want to reflect on Apostle Paul, oh Lord God, that says, forgetting those things behind, oh Lord God. Help us to press towards the mark, oh Lord God, of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, God, and we praise you this morning in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless the head here, Lord God, Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and all the works of the people that are doing, oh Lord God, coming to join us, oh Lord God, even those that are behind the scene, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless the wife, oh Lord God, in a few more weeks, oh Lord God, it'll be almost 38 or 39 years, oh Lord God, that you have kept, oh Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, continue to bless marriages and wives, oh Lord God, children, oh Lord God, bless the work area, Lord God, the entrepreneurship, oh Lord God, the finances here for Blog Talk Radio, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the ministry, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for showing yourself strong, oh Lord God. Lord God, even up in Congress, oh Lord God, we pray for the head of state, oh Lord God, the president of this United States, oh Lord God, Biden and Kamala Harris, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, they have an impeachment trial going there, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and they're stirring around, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I hope that the prayer of the righteous be sufficient, O Lord God, as it is, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they would go through, O Lord God, and do what is right, O Lord God. Lord God, we commit this situation into your hands, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We still are seeing, O Lord God, a great, powerful move of the armed fairness, the armed righteousness, O Lord God, and the segregation, O Lord God, and the prejudice, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bring it to you, Lord God, because you are at work and so powerful, Lord God, through this hour of power. Pray, Lord God, here at this prayer to deliverance ministry, O Lord God. We ask that you continuously bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would hold those people fast, O Lord God. Even those, O Lord God, who committed treason and high treason, O Lord God, against your United States of America, O Lord God, and against your people, O Lord God. Lord God, we see that they released them, O Lord God, on their own recognizance, O Lord God, and they did not bother their finances, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There's so many people that are here, Lord God, in this hour of power, Lord God, and that listening, O Lord God, us financially struggling, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bring us through this double standard that we're going through here, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Help those, O Lord God, that are weak, O Lord God. Help those, O Lord God, that are not able to praise you like they should, O Lord God. Help them get strong, O Lord God. Send ministers, missionary, layperson, O Lord God, in the way, O Lord God, that they will grab hold, O Lord God, to the things, O Lord God, that are of Christ, O Lord God, that exalt your name, O Lord God. So we come on God, and pray for those that are in the hospital, O Lord God, those that are on respirators, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that need vehicles, O Lord God, those that are struggling with minor things right now, in Jesus' name, O Lord God, that you would help, O Lord God, that you would touch minds, O Lord God, touch those that are suffering, O Lord God, with mental illnesses and special needs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, touch the judicial system, look at it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God, that in the school area, Lord God, those that are homeschooling, O Lord God, help the young children's mind to become alert, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, continuously bless, O Lord God, bless Bannon Jamil, O Lord God, we thank you for how you're working in their lives, O Lord God, bless the newlyweds, O Lord God, that just got married, O Lord God, and those that are seeking companions and praying that the right companion, they'll find them, O Lord God, to help them along with the trips and journey, O Lord God, bless Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, keep encouraging, O Lord God, you know what makes her shine, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, worshiping you and praising you, O Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart. It's my prayer, O Lord God. Help me through this day, O Lord God. Not to eat so much sugar, Lord God, and to fight that spirit of obesity, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep my mind stayed on you. So with that, Lord God, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God, as we go through this hour of power prayer here, O Lord God, and on the Spirit Prayer Deliverance Ministry, O Lord God. Strengthen each and every one, O Lord God, that's listening, O Lord God, and every prayer request that's even in the hearts of the people, and we thank you and we praise you. Go Baba Kadia Sana Lakayosi Able See Dono Kobaria Sanders, God. Yes, God, give us safe traveling mercies today, God. Ebo Ko Rasanati in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. We say hallelujah and amen. We thank you for this time of prayer, Pastor Dolly. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father, giving you praise and honor and glory for who you are, Heavenly Father. You are the great I am, Lord. And I just want to thank you for all that you do in our life, Heavenly Father, all you're doing in our life, all you have done in our life. Oh, yes, glory, hallelujah, 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 Lord. So I just thank you for waking us up every morning, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for giving us a willing mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. The days that they come, agreeing, Lord. We are agreeing in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for the mighty prayers that you have answered here through prayer, praise, and deliverance, Lord. The blessings that you have bestowed, the miracles that you have that you pulled out, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, the great I am is who you are. Oh, yes, and there's no one like you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just love you with all our heart, Lord, and we just thank you for strengthening us, Heavenly Father, for empowering us, Heavenly Father, for guiding us, Lord. ordering our steps, Lord, making ways and no ways, Lord, shedding those that need to be shut, Lord. Thank you for showing us travel mercy each and every day, all during the day, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome, Heavenly Father. Oh, there's no one like you. No one like you, Lord. You are the God that can do the impossible, Lord. There's nothing impossible for you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I just praise you for our relationship with you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. For your unconditional love, Lord, we just thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, I just praise you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, for giving us eternal life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Father, we just love you, Lord, more than words could ever say, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, right now for all you're doing in marriages. Oh, yes, 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 yes. All you're doing in our life, our family's life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I come to you praying for families that have confusion that's going on amongst them, Heavenly Father. You know everything. You even know every hair on our head. We just ask you to step in, Lord, and end the confusion, confused, Lord. Whatever may be going that's going on is not pleasing to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, there's still peace in those families, Lord. Oh, yes, pour the love, push love closer and closer with them, Lord. Those that need their minds renew and renew their minds, Lord. Those are not saved, Lord, save them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that eyes is blind, Lord, open their eyes that they can see things as it really is, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, open their heart, soften their heart that they can love more, Heavenly Father. That they can love true love the right way, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, praying for businesses right now, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 as you continue working throughout the businesses, Lord, ministering to the people that are going to work each and every day, Lord, their minds and their thoughts, Heavenly Father. Oh, that their thoughts be like your thoughts, Heavenly Father. That our thoughts be like your thoughts, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I'm praying for those that are out there right now, Lord, crying out to you wherever they might be at, Lord. Answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 they are in need of you right now, Lord. And I ask that you minister to them, Lord. Make ways for them, Heavenly Father, whatever they're in need of, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, protect the kids that's going to school, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Just protect them from any hurt or harm in no form or fashion, Heavenly Father. Let it affect them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, Lord, I pray for the first responders, Heavenly Father. Continue protecting them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you know their positions, Lord, and you know their duties and their job description, Lord. Lord, be with them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Lord, whatever our need might be, Lord, the ones that on the prayer line, that's been on the prayer line, those that coming may come later today, those that coming in the future, Heavenly Father. Touch each and every one of us, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know where we need to be touched at. You know our strength, our weakness, Lord. Oh, yes, you know what we're lacking at and whatever, and if we're lacking in any area, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just put everything in your hands, Lord. We turn it over to you, Lord. Some may need healing, Lord. Some need blessings and miracles.
Some may need direction, Heavenly Father. Some may need comforting. Whatever it may be, Lord, touch us. Touch us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Touch our family members, Lord. Touch our friends, Lord. Oh, yes, touch people that we know that's in need, Heavenly Father, that we may pass by, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let your Lord, I pray that you continue allowing your light to shine on us and through us, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for holding us up, Lord. Oh, yes, and those that are weak, strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm not praying in my name, but we are agreeing in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 mighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you continue, Lord, molding and shaping us, Lord, into the person that you want us to be, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Continue guiding us, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. In the direction you want us to go. Oh, yes, 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 Jesus. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those in need of financial help, Heavenly Father. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Touch them, Lord. Oh, put people in the path and guide them where they can receive the help that they need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Some people don't have a place, a roof over their head, don't have a place to stay right now as it's raining and it's thundering, Lord. Lord, make a way for those that are in need, Lord. Those that are homeless, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just a touch from you, Lord. All they need is a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I ask that you continue helping your angels around each and every one of us and our family members, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Our whole entire family members, Lord. Members, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. No one loves the way you love, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you, Lord, for loving us unconditionally. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you for walking with us, Lord, talking to us, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. And we pray for those that are not able to hear you, Lord. We touch them, Lord. Oh, touch them that they'll be able to hear you when you speak, Lord. They can identify your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And give us the willingness to be obedient, Lord, no matter what the situation may be, Lord. Some things are simple and some things are big, Lord. But we depend on you, Lord, to strengthen us that we be obedient, to pull our coattail, Lord. Touch us and give us remembrance, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, mighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray that you touch the kids that are running around us that are disobedient, Heavenly Father. Oh, touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Put someone in their path that they can give them guidance, Lord. Oh, give them inspiration, Heavenly Father, that you change their life around, Lord, that that disobedience is thrown out the window, Lord, goes out the window, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch them around, Heavenly Father. There is nothing impossible for you to do, Lord. So I'm asking you right now in Jesus' name to touch those disobedient kids that they can turn around and be respectful. Oh, yes, and obey, Lord, their parents, Lord, or who's ever in charge of them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I pray that you touch every heart, every prayer request that is laid on somebody's heart, Lord. Answer those prayer requests that's on their mind, on their thoughts. Oh, yes, 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 that's on their heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Father God, oh, there's no one like you, Lord. And I just pray that you continue moving in our life for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Those that don't have peace, Heavenly Father, still peace in their life, Lord. Those don't have joy, put joy in their life, Lord. Those don't have patience, put patience in their heart, Lord. Oh, yes, in their life, put patience in their life, Lord. There'll be patience, Lord. There's nothing like patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I connect every prayer that's being prayed over this world at this hour of prayer, Lord. To a Father who art in heaven, how be thy name, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. You are our everything, and we love you with all our heart. And I pray, and we agree, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for these prayers that have gone up. Apostle Horsley and our Sister Marie, we appreciate you this morning and everybody else who's here. So right now we are going to go into the Word of God. We're going to talk about what the Lord has for us today. So as we go through the scriptures, I want you to keep in mind that God has given us his Word for our guidance and for us to know what to do and to know how to pray. That is one reason why we study the Word, and the Lord will prompt us many times on what to say when we pray. So I appreciate everybody who's here today. Today we're going to talk about God is above, and he's above all, and he is the judge. So our scripture of the week was in the book of Isaiah chapter 2 verses 8 through 12. But today when I read, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 2 and verses 1 through 12, and then I have another scripture that I'll be sharing with us today. So Isaiah chapter 2 verse 1 says, "The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it." And I'm just going to pause right there, and I'm going to share the fact that we are hearing here from the prophet Isaiah that in the last days the word of God, which is the mountain of the Lord, will be preached, so many will see and hear of God's goodness. When the word of God is preached with the anointing, I mean, sometimes you hear the word of God, there are certain people who can preach and you just want to hear that word over and over again. You want to hear them talking about the word of God, and we should share the word of God in such a way that people want to hear it. You know, when you're talking to somebody, have some things in your voice that make people want to hang on to what you're saying about God. You know, when you're talking about God and talking about his love and the fact that he sent Jesus Christ to this earth for us, to give his life for us, be excited about it. And we want that word to be such a way that people will want to be a part of what you are a part of the kingdom of God. And the fact that Jesus is coming soon is important that we share that with people out there who don't know Jesus as their Savior. And so as this word of God is being taught, as Isaiah was speaking of how this word will flow down the mountain of the Lord, it will flow down to the deepest part of the earth. And as the word is being disseminated, as it's being spoken, people are being drawn to the kingdom. There are many people who are rejecting God, but at the same time, we as the people of God have to keep it out there. We have to, even in our prayers, just pray the word of God, and it will saturate the atmosphere, and somebody is going to catch it. Somebody's going to receive it and be a part of the kingdom of God. So we're going to go to verse number 3 here in Isaiah chapter 2, and it says, "And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And when the word of God is sent forth and people see the saints of God living for Jesus, living a wonderful life, we have our trials and we know that we have our tribulations, and those things are to help us to grow in our faith and grow in the things of God. Many people will want to join in with us. They will want to be a part of this kingdom of God because of what we are sharing and because of the fact that we're teaching them the ways of God and we're living the way of God. We believe our family members will come. We have not given up on them. And that is what we're focusing on this year, is that our families will come to Jesus Christ. We may not be the ones individually who will lead them to Jesus Christ, but in a sense, we are leading them by the way we live. We may not be the ones where they will say the Lord, make confession to us, but they may be saying it. They may even be in their own house. They may think, you know, this is the time for me. They don't have to be around anybody. They're saying it unto God. But because you have led them by your life, you have led them by the way you share the love of Jesus Christ, we know that our family members are going to come. That's why we keep them in prayer. We will not give up on our family members as we are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. They will come and decide they want to go to the house of the Lord. They want to go and live for Jesus Christ, even though we're not many times in this dispensation, we're not physically going to the house of God. But we are, the church is in us, and so we are serving God even in our own homes or wherever we might be. We're still serving the Lord. So we want to keep our family members in prayer and just pray for people across the nation and around the world because so many people need Jesus Christ. Verse number 4 says, "And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." So at some point there will be peace. There will be peace for a moment. Those swords that people were using to fight, even our military, we think about the military in this dispensation, they don't use swords, but they use other kinds of missiles. At some point there will be peace. There will not be any wars just for a moment, and we know that God will give us that peace. Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace, but the Lord God Almighty is going to judge the nations. And so at the point where the weapons are put down, the peace will be everywhere. There will be peace in the homes and in the families. But then, you know, at some point, things are going to change, and even now we're in a place and time where there's so much turmoil. We're seeing that turmoil. But the prophet Isaiah was sharing what he saw would be coming during the future. Verse number 5 says, "O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord." So as the house of Jacob, we the saints of God, we need to walk in the laws of God. We need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to live his word. You know, when we live his word and we're sharing the gospel, so many others are out there listening. Some people may not receive it right then and there, but we know the word tells us that somebody is going to plant a seed, somebody is going to water that seed, and then God will get the increase. So we're going to speak the word of God and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our lives are a testimony of who we are in Jesus Christ. So we can tell a great story just by the way we live. Many people don't even want to hear what we have to say, but they can see what we're doing. And I was thinking the other day about my grandson. He was at the house. Just the fact that he watches, and we watch. People watch us. My grandson, David, Judah, he was here, and he had this top from one of my pots. And he was taking it up and down. He said, "I'm doing my exercise," like he was pumping iron. It wasn't a real weight, you know, like you take a weight and you pump it up and down. But he had this top, and he was pumping it up and down. And I said, "David," I said, "who did you see doing that?" And he said, "Mommy." He saw his mama doing it. So he's watching what they do. And he does things that they do at the house. And he does things that I do. He will go home, and Jamila will say when I see her, "Oh, that's where David got that from," or something I may say. He repeats it. And so people are watching us. And what I'm saying is this: let your life be a testimony of who you are in Jesus Christ. Let your life be a testimony. Walk in the light of God. Live according to God's word so the others will be drawn to him. We also know that even as we are walking and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, there's going to come a time, and I do believe that much of this prophecy we are seeing right now, as I'm getting ready to read in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. It says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Verse 4 says, "Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." Verse 5 says, "having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts." Verse 7 says, "ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." So as we continue sharing the gospel, living according to the will of the Father, we know that all around us, these things are happening. Men are lovers of themselves. They're covetous, boasters, all of these things that the Lord is saying in his word. Isaiah, you know, God showed him, as God showed many prophets, different things that would come. Even he prophesied about Jesus coming to this earth realm. And so we have to understand that we follow the word of God. Listen to what the Lord is speaking to us as the Lord teaches us in his word how to live, how to love, how to do the various things that will help us to be an example of who we are in Jesus Christ, be an example of a true believer. When we say we're believers, that means that we believe the word of God. We believe what the Lord put in his word, and we don't want to fall into the trap of Satan and be one of the people that are doing the things that God doesn't want us to do. We want to serve him with all of our heart. We want to serve him with sincerity. We want to serve him so that others can see the Jesus in us, that can see. We don't have to even say a word sometimes. Just see that we are a loving person, that we are a kind person, that we are serving the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, everything that's within us. So as we go back to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse number 6 says, "Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers." Verse 7, "their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty." Verse 11 says, "the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." And so we see in this land that we're living in, there are people who have a spirit of pride. There's so much wealth in some people's homes. Many people have a lot of income and a lot of things that they have purchased. They're idols in these homes. People idolize their children. They idolize their cars. They idolize their homes. They're not looking to the Lord. They're not even thanking him for what he has done. And so there comes this time when people are doing these things, and we see that we're living in that dispensation in time. And so we as a people of God have to stay in prayer. We have to stay with each other. In fact, we need to help one another as we go along in this walk with the Lord. Help to encourage one another. Help to let each other know that we really do care about each other. You know, call somebody sometime and encourage them over the phone if you can't go to see them. Let them know that you truly are a saint of God and that you want them to be okay. There are some times when you call somebody and there's something on their mind, there's something in their hearts that they need to talk to you about or even ask you for prayer. We are a prayer team. We're intercessors. We're warriors. And so even if we can't get somebody on the phone, just keep people in prayer. You know, as I go down in my prayer at home, I just go down the list of those who are on the prayer line. I go down the list of my family members. It's just like I'm just calling out. I start with my oldest sister, and I called out her and all of her children and her husband. And then I go all the way down the line to the youngest in my family, and I just call out those names. And then I look at the names of the people who come to this prayer line and people who I know in the church, you know, people who we have relationships with and people who I've had relationships with down through the years, you know, calling out the names of people who we've connected with. And so we want to keep each other in prayer so that we won't fall into the trap of Satan. We don't want to fall into these places where we are out of the will of God. We want to stay in the will of God. We want the Lord God Almighty to know that we really love him and that we're following his precepts and his concepts and we're accepting what he has told us in his word. You know, you can hear the word of God and reject it. We don't want to be those people who are rejecting the word of God. The Lord God Almighty shall judge those who are full of pride. There are many people who are prideful out there. There are those who have built themselves up and the Lord will bring them down. The Lord brings down the haughty and the prideful. So we need to stay humble. That's another thing that we have to keep in mind, that we need to, no matter how God blesses us and no matter what God does for us, we need to keep ourselves humble. The spirit of humility is what we must have. And we don't want to have a pretentious spirit of humility, but we want to be truly humble before the Lord and not have that spirit of pride, because the Lord says that he will bring those people down. The Lord will bring those people to a place where they have to call on him. He says in his word that every knee will have to bow and every tongue is going to have to confess the Lord Jesus. And so we don't want to get into a position where we have just built ourselves up and we're high and mighty, as some people have done. There are people across the land who do that kind of thing, and we know that God will bring them down. And I think about there was a king who ended up eating grass like a cow. Because he had built himself up and was not serving the Lord as he should have. And the prophet told him that that would happen to him. And so we, as a body of Christ, as a people of God, we want to keep ourselves in a place of humility so that we will not be judged by the Lord and brought down like some people will be brought down. Here in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12 says, "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low." So it behooves us to stay on the wall. We have to continue to pray. We will continue to fight the good fight of faith. We will keep our families and friends in prayer as we pray for the world. We are here to pray, to intercede, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, and see God continue to heal, deliver, and set free. So let us all, as we go forward, let us, even with this pandemic, God wants us to have a discerning spirit. Does not want us to follow the crowd. We need to be on that narrow road, that we don't want to be on the wide road that leads to destruction. We don't want to follow what everything that everybody is saying to us. He tells us to consider all things and hold fast that which is good. That's what God wants us to do. We can hear these things that are going on, and many times we don't want to hear so much of what they're saying because there's a lot of stuff that's out there that is causing people to be fearful, causing people to lose hope. But God is our hope. God is our hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us hope by giving us his life. He gave his life for us. And because he did that, we have hope for the future. And our future is to live and reign with him forever. When we leave these mortal bodies, we will be changed into immortal beings, and we will reign with him forevermore. And so we want other people to come and do the same thing. So let's continue to disseminate the gospel of Jesus Christ, stay in prayer, and see God do the work. Amen. So I hope that you receive something today that will help you along the way. So, Father, we just thank you so much for this time of prayer and fellowship. We pray, Lord, that this word has been received into our hearts, oh God, not just hearing, but doing your word, Lord, to live for you, God, to do the will that you have placed in our hearts to do. So I pray, God, today for each and every one under the sound of my voice, that we will go in the spirit of just serving you, God, and doing your will, Lord, and loving people and drawing them to you by our lives, oh God, that we will live for you, God, and do the will of the Father. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So what we're going to do, we're going to open the lines. And if you have something you want to share, whatever it might be, something that would be beneficial, if you heard something this morning that will help you along the way, or if you have a prayer request, praise report, you're welcome to give it right now. Amen.
Sister Gladys. Sister Gladys, my prayer is I'm going today to take my car back to be looked over by the guy, the car dealership that I bought it from. There's some issues that with it and stuff that, you know, the angels will go ahead and make the pathway clear that he should do what needed to be done in the first place. One minute he's staying at the cost, the next minute I'll do it for free. But he knows what it is, and God has given me the discernment, you know, that I already know what it is, just hoping that he will do the right thing. So prayer for him where I bought the car from today. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
This is Sister Sheila. I just want to thank you for what you shared this morning. My main prayer always been, Lord, please don't let me forget where I come from. And, Lord, please keep my mind. And I received a phone call yesterday from my nephew in New York that his stepson has gotten killed. And I just want you to pray for the family that God will take care of them. And when they said Fort Greene, I'm like, oh, my God, it hasn't changed. But I just pray for the salvation of the youth that's in New York City, that God will just be mindful of them, try to stop taking, you know, black lives on black lives. And I thank you, Reverend Darlene, for, like I said, the information you gave this morning. It just brought me back to the time when I was on my bending knees praying, Lord, please don't let me forget where I come from. Thank you so much, and God bless everyone, and have a great day.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for the word. I haven't heard that word Fort Greene in almost 40 years. But I thank you, Pastor Dolly, and that was a beautiful. You expounded on the word beautifully and stirred my spirit up because I looked at it, and I just thank God for how he blesses you and give you the scriptures and beyond to see a policy and on this platform, you say. And it brought back that, you know, that we have to continuously pray. Even though they're going through, the country's still in shock of the things that happened, and we want to keep that in prayer. But God always brings judgment, and he brings them out. Because I realized that at last I heard that you was in Timothy. Then when you started quoting, come now, let's reason that the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. And I'm saying, well, as soon as the broadcast is over, I'm going to go check and see if that's over there in Timothy, because I know that it was over there in Isaiah. But the Lord is definitely encouraging us to say on prayer and to change and to keep our mind focused, as Paul said, on the prize of the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I thank you for the word this morning. Amen, amen. And I'm encouraged very much. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. This is Sister Mary, and I'm just so blessed by that fresh word of God this morning. And I thank God for just continually enlightening us, the people of God, his people, of the word, and giving us a fresh revelation of who he is. I just thank Minister Darlene for that word this morning. I want to ask for prayer for Mother Mary Dixon. She's having some problems with her mouth, and so we want to pray for her this morning. God bless each of you.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Okay.
This is Lois, and I want to thank you for the word this morning. And I thank you for praying for us every night. You know, you don't have to do it, but I thank you for calling out our names. And as you were saying, like, I be praying, and I pray for my family and things, but I sometimes call some of the names, but I don't always call the names. So that's something that I'm going to start doing instead of saying my family, you know, call out their names. but I do have a prayer request. They left my kid's cousin, my husband, his cousin, I left him to Savannah, and they found out, well, they discovered he had his large intestine was dead. So they removed it. And he also had an aneurysm at the heart. So he's still in critical condition, and they put him on the respirator. And I asked for prayer for
him.
We'll
be praying. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord God,
amen.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Okay, I also want to pray for my brother Roderick. He's still in the hospital. He's had several operations that relate to his intestine, too. He had a hole in one of his small intestine and some other things once they went inside. So he'll be in the hospital for a couple of weeks recuperating. So we just put it some. And I think it's his salvation. So that's my brother, Rob.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
This is Sister Gladys. Okay. I want to say one thing that I praise God, you know, for being fed, you know, by Minister Darlene and stuff, and that how she's pouring into her. And I just, you know, just praying and ask God that I'm for more people that are on the ministry. You know, I'm new coming to it and stuff, that but pour back into her and give the love offering, because it's not an easy path, but because we love God, we have to do it, being leaders and stuff, and it takes a whole lot, you know, to do, and we need to pour back into this ministry because we are being fed by it, and that's what I have to say.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well,
Pastor, I want to thank God from looking over my daughter, Kiana. They had a storm up there in Mayrattle last night around about 2 something, and I did pray for him, and I want a prayer request to look after her. She had a baby in her tubes, and they had to take the baby, so I want to, you know, pray for her so she can have a speedy recovery.
Okay. What's your daughter's name?
Kiana.
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 Okay.
And Pastor right. Darlene, I'm not sure. I don't think I said our cousin's name. His name is Denson Jones, the one that's in Savannah
Denson
Hospital. Yes,
okay.
Denson Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have Jerry. Let's just all come together. We're just going to pray for a moment. And we know that God is a healer. Sister Gladys has car issues. Sheila, there was a family who had a son killed. Apostle Horsley wants us to pray for the country. We're going to be praying for Mary Dixon, that her mouth will be healed. Dempson, concerning his intestine and aneurysm. Roderick, healing and salvation. Akiana, healing. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we just thank you today.
Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. We just come before
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God, that you would meet the need, O Lord God, that you would come with a bereavement family, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would stretch out your hand and deliverance, O Lord God,
right now,
Lord God, God, in a special way, O Lord God, as we approach in this hour, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we're so grateful, O Lord God, for what you're doing right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We declare and decree, O Lord God, that
We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.